Russian fighters are turning up in a place far away from Ukraine, in the West African country of Mali. Mali has been fighting Islamic insurgents loyal to Al-Qaeda for a decade. It did have help from France, which once colonized Mali, but the French were unsuccessful and are now pulling troops out. So to fill the void, Mali's government says it's called on Russian military instructors. But those are reportedly Russian mercenaries with the Wagner Group, with alleged ties to the Kremlin. And the Russians' presence is linked to a spike in civilian deaths in Mali. Danielle Paquette is West Africa Bureau Chief for the Washington Post, our editorial partners. She's based in Dakar, Senegal. Danielle, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So can you start by telling us about this group of Russian fighters?
Yes. So officials tell me that Mali has sought help from the infamous Wagner Group, which the United States views as an extension of the Kremlin. These are shadowy mercenaries who provide protection in exchange for money. That could be natural resources, that could be gold, diamonds. And sources tell me they've been in Mali since late December, running counterterrorism operations with the Malian army.
And what does the Kremlin have to say about this? Are they confirming this, denying this?
This is a complicated story. The Kremlin officially says that they do not have a formal military presence in Mali right now, but Mali is free to work with private contractors. Mali says otherwise. They claim to be working with formal Russian military instructors.
So this is coming in the context of Malian forces fighting Islamic insurgents. You spoke to witnesses who saw a horrific massacre in the town of Mora in March. What happened there?
So people in Mora have been living among extremists for the last 7 years. And they tell me they had no choice. They either had to grow out beards and sort of follow these new extreme rules, or they could be killed or forced out of town with none of their belongings. So the vast majority of people in Mora, it's a town of about 10,000, decided to stay and live among extremists. Now, earlier this year, the Malian army, joined by Russian mercenaries, set out to what they would describe as neutralize these extremists. They're running a series of counterterrorism operations. And one day in Mora, helicopters land, soldiers pour out, and people say that soldiers, both Malian soldiers and who they described as white foreigners, just started opening fire at any man with a beard, anyone who looked like they could be an extremist. And the witnesses tell me it's terrible. We're always afraid to be mistaken for these extremists, but we have no other choice. We have to follow their rules. So when the helicopters arrived and those soldiers poured out, they started running in confusion, the residents of Mora. The soldiers started opening fire, and over the course of 4 days, they killed up to 600 people. Witnesses tell me that at least half of those people had no affiliation with an extremist group. They were just regular men, herders, farmers, musicians who got caught up in this chaos.
I understand Human Rights Watch determined this was the single worst atrocity by any group in this war against Islamic insurgents in Mali. When you speak to people about what's at stake here for the broader region, what do they tell you?
Right. Researchers who've been following conflict in West Africa say they've never seen anything like this over the last decade. People are worried that more nations will develop these kind of security alliances with the Wagner Group or shadowy groups out of Russia. And wherever you have more mercenary activity, you have more war crimes, you have torture, you have sexual assault, and they're not held to account for this.
You report, Danielle, that the Kremlin pockets about $10 million monthly from the Malian government for this intervention. Where's the money coming from? And is it helping to pay for Putin's war in Ukraine?
That's a great question. Intelligence sources tell me that Mali is pretty cash-strapped at this moment. After a coup d'etat, or two coup d'etats since 2020, the country's been hit by sanctions. Intelligence sources say the money is coming from deals around the gold industry. Mali is one of Africa's top gold producers. and that is one way they can pay mercenaries.
So why might Moscow, officially or unofficially, want to build up relationships, alliances in West Africa? What would the idea be?
In recent years, as Putin poisons his relationships with much of the West, he's turning to other countries to strengthen alliances and to also develop these economic channels to prop up his government. And that includes a number of countries across Africa, where there have been growing movements to sever ties with nations that formerly colonized many areas, including Mali. There was a lot of anti-French sentiment on the ground and a window for Russia to sort of insert itself. So the longer this conflict drags on, the higher the chances are that money coming from mercenaries in West Africa and elsewhere has a chance of coming back to Moscow to prop up the kind of atrocities we're seeing in Ukraine today.
Yeah. That's Danielle Paquette, West Africa Bureau Chief for the Washington Post, our editorial partners. Danielle, thank you.
Thank you.